USDA Undersecretary for Trade and Foreign Agricultural Affairs Alexis Taylor led the South Korea trade mission, which included representatives from 49 U.S. companies and organizations.
The top five U.S. agricultural exports related to Korea were beef, pork, seafood, wheat, dried distillers, grain, DDGs, and food preparation. But we also see a lot of diversity going into that market. So we see really strong interest in U.S. fruit and vegetables, nuts, dairy and eggs, coffee, distilled spirits, pet foods, and then consumer packaged goods, condiments, and sauces. At USDA, we are really focused on market diversification and opening doors, helping build relationships for U.S. food and agricultural exporters and our industries and markets all over the world. And I think Korea, being our fifth largest market, is really key to that market diversification work.
Taylor points out it was one of several trade missions planned for the year.
This month, we will be heading to India. Really excited. We have a strong U.S. delegation already signed up to go to India. Last year, the Biden-Harris administration were able to reduce tariffs on roughly 10 products to India in the food and ag space, a lot of our specialty crops. And we're really looking forward to many of these tariffs were retaliatory tariffs during the last administration. And we really lost some pretty significant market share as a result. And so we're excited to be taking U.S. food and agricultural businesses back to begin the process of rebuilding that, those consumers and rebuilding that market share.
Read more at MichiganAgToday.com. I'm Sabrina Halverson.